For a tourist attraction to succeed, customers need to be able to find it.
We're illegal to have anything on the road.
That's Renee Saba, the owner of Mule Barn Berries in Lathrop, Missouri, just north of Kansas City. On this crisp, sunny morning, she's telling a customer why there isn't a sign for Mule Barn Berries on the highway.
We're new enough that we're not sure. We don't want to be stuck with what we put up there.
This is the second year of operation for the UPIC Blackberry Patch. Saba and her husband, Charlie, are still figuring out how to make a go of it. Last year, they didn't have enough customers come out. With bushels of berries rotting on the vine, they scrambled to find other ways to sell their fruit.
My husband said, well, call Lydia's restaurant. And just call some restaurants. Or let's pack up fruit and take it to grocery stores and see if they'll buy anything. And it was this panic moment.
Now they are better prepared, Saba says. Several area restaurants buy their berries. They've made arrangements to sell at more farmers markets. And as a last resort, they can call gleaners to pick the remaining fruit. But UPIC is still the focus.
UPIC, everyone's happy. They come out, they have a great experience. I get to talk to people, which I really like. And so it's all win-win-win-win-win when it's UPIC.
Still, the Sabas aren't over the hump.
We hoped to be profitable at the end of this year. That's not going to be reality. We spent too much money. Didn't budget well enough.
Even when the Sabas begin making a profit, odds are it won't be enough to live on. Agritourism businesses in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas brought in an average of $12,300 in 2007. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Ag Census. Still, policymakers in the Midwest are enthusiastic about the potential of agritourism. State governments and universities have websites, agencies, and staff devoted to developing agritourism into an industry. Linda Craighead has been promoting agritourism in Kansas for 10 years. She now works for the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. The idea, she says, has been slow to catch on.
It's new. It's new for Kansas. It is not something that has just been, it's not something that people have really just truly embraced.
There are some pioneers, like Geringer Orchards in Edgerton, Kansas, 30 miles from Kansas City. Owner Frank Geringer farms about 1,000 acres and produces corn, soybeans, and beef cattle. That's his family's primary source of income.
Our original orchard was up here. It's getting old enough now. We've had a lot of trees die. Peach trees don't live particularly long compared to a lot of fruit trees.
But about 10 years ago, Geringer added a new crop, peaches, and invited people out to the orchard to pick. Today, he has 12 acres of peach trees, a couple of acres of blackberries, sweet corn, and 5 hoop houses full of tomatoes and other vegetables. In addition to UPIC, Geringer and his wife Melanie sell their produce at a country store on their property and at several area farmers markets. Inside the country store, Geringer explains that they found the best way to get people out to their orchard is to hand out flyers at those farmers' markets. And at the same time, their orchard is a big help in selling their produce at the market.
But when we set up, we only sell what we grow. And when we set up, we usually put up a UPIC sign with us too. So people automatically key into the fact that, well, they've got to grow their stuff.
Another pioneer is Carolyn Rash in Liberty, Missouri.
And then this will be our corn maize over here that just got planted yesterday.
In 1991, she opened Carolyn's Country Cousins on her farm to sell the pumpkins and other produce she had been selling at a farmer's market. That same year, a school asked if they could bring students out to see the farm, and now 17,000 school children tour their place every year.
People used to be able to go to grandma's, grandpa's every weekend, or aunts and uncles, and now we are not one generation removed from the farm. We're 3 and 4 generations removed from the farm. Some of them have never set foot on a farm and never been out and just played in the mud and played in the dirt.
But their school tours offer a lot more than dirt. There's an animal barn, a pig race, a hay bale maze, a slide and jungle gym made of farm supplies, a train ride, and to top it off, a UPIC pumpkin patch. Rush's sons also have a corn maze next door. One of the reasons agritourism appeals to farmers is that it takes advantage of the land, equipment, and knowledge they already possess. Rash and her husband Buddy farm full-time, as do their 2 adult sons. They use the same farm equipment and expertise to plant their 8,000 acres of row crops as they do to plant the 60-acre UPIC pumpkin patch and corn maze.
Would you say you make more money doing agritourism than the row crops, though?
Oh, no. Row crop is our number one income. Row crop is our number one income by far.
Still, the attractions draw thousands of paying customers each year and employ 150 people each fall. That kind of success can create a ripple effect of economic growth in a rural community. Linda Craighead, with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, takes the potential even further, envisioning Kansas farms as vacation destinations.
But there are so many people that want to experience what we do every day. And how many people out there have really ever ridden on a combine? Very few.
A family vacation milking cows or harvesting wheat may never have the appeal of Disneyland. But for the farmers that decide to branch out into agritourism, perhaps the opportunity to share their way of life is enough, especially when it can help bring an influx of cash to their community and put a few extra thousand dollars in their pocket. I'm Camille Phillips for Harvest Public Media.